This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Almost Independence Day. The question is, are you embracing independence or running like hell from it? Ah, no, don't make me be independent. Come on, kids, wake up, grow up. It's time for a dose of health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN Live, happening all over the world, syndicated radio, wherever you are, listening on radio. Glad to have you with us. Super Don made this sound so good. Ben is on the board if you'd like to be part of the show this afternoon or this morning if you're on the West Coast. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Heads up, Jeffrey Jackson, independent journalist, scheduled to join us, as well as Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health. We've got some great stories for you to cover. And maybe you want us to cover something, you can call us. Now, having said that, Joe Biden, run! Ah, Joe Biden, what? Yeah, we're going to talk about Joe Biden as we kick off today's show. Why would we do that? I thought you were a health show, Robert.
You don't want to run away. You know, Joe Biden's probably one of the least intimidating guys. I would say maybe Bernie Sanders would be a little less intimidating than Joe Biden.
I don't know. When Bernie gets angry, I'm a little nervous. But
you know, even when Bernie's angry, though, what does he do? You know, I'm just like, you know, I mean,
come on, let's have some gefilte fish together. it was funny this morning. What were we talking about? I was having an organic sprouted bagel. You're like, oh, well, that's not paleo, Robert. Oh, come on, man. I was having that, and Super Don was just teasing me about something. What did you say?
You were eating an organic something.
Sprouted bagel.
Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that sounds kind of Jewish.
Right, and, you know,
And you were like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And I said, oh, let me guess. You're probably watching Fiddler on the Roof right now.
I thought, you know, isn't that interesting? It was playing in the background. In fact, Fiddler on the Roof was on.
You literally were eating a bagel and watching Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man. What a great, I mean, dude, that was an awesome movie. The Topol, the songs, history. Anyway, I got to get the kids to watch that sometime. But anyway, that's the gefilte fish comment. Joe Biden wouldn't get it.
We were having a little humor this morning.
Humor? A little Hebrew humor?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, Joe Biden in the news. Why? Well, remember the moonshot. By the way, if you're on Facebook, you follow the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. I did a Facebook Live video to warm up the crowd. And sometimes we'll do Periscope, and you can follow me on Periscope, same feed as Twitter, at RS Bell Media. So definitely plug in there. We'll give you some extra information, pre-show, sometimes post-show now. This Biden issue, though, relates to the cancer moonshot. That is what Obama said in the last State of the Union address. He said, we are going to cure cancer. I mean, he was channeling Richard Nixon or something. The war on cancer. Now it's not a war, it's a moonshot on cancer. So we're going to cure cancer on the moon. And listen, Biden's got some skin in the game. His son tragically died of brain cancer, or let's be honest, could be the treatment for brain cancer. And so, you know, I'm cutting Biden some slack. The one thing I do like about Biden, he's somewhat unfiltered. He says stuff that gets him into trouble. And I appreciate anybody that's willing to speak before they censor their thoughts, because you might actually learn something about them, from them, through them, about what's going on. And Biden did that. He stepped in it big time. He stepped in it big time, and I don't know what Obama's going to do, what the cancer industrial complex is going to do, because he called him out on something. Something that you'd think would be very basic. And maybe we'll comment on it, but I want you to hear Biden in his own words talking about the cancer moonshot, the funding of those studies at the NIH.
There was a report in Stat News that although NIH funding for cancer trials requires the funding, when you get the funding, requires the results of that data be reported instantly. The number of institutions that receive the most funding from NIH funding don't report back to NIH in a timely fashion, sometimes a year or more. NIH scientists themselves, 75% of the time, are late or don't report their results. That's the study. I may be wrong, and I hope the experts here will tell me that's incorrect. But under the law, it says you must report. If you don't report, the law says you shouldn't get any funding. Doc, I'm going to find out if it's true, and if it's true, I'm going to cut funding. That's a promise.
That is a promise? Let's go to the kids. Well, Biden's getting some support here, getting some love on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, he's not supposed to do that because, you know, even though it's in the law, it says if you don't report your findings in toto, you're going to get cut. Your funding's going to be cut. It was like, no, that was merely a suggestion. No one really reads those, you know, the fine print to say that, because what if those studies show that our research has found that whatever we're researching doesn't work? Or even worse, causes death and destruction and even more cancer. We're not obligated to report. You don't want us. You're not serious, Biden, about us reporting that.
Well, there's a flip side to that, too. Mm-hmm. And this is what struck me as why this is a good thing. And you got to give Biden his props here, that the NIH will give this funding to these other agencies and these companies. And they're doing this research. Listen, I'm just going to be cynical.
Okay.
They are not doing the research because they genuinely think they're going to cure cancer. They're doing these clinical trials in order to find a drug that they can use for the treatment of cancer. And if you're doing this trial in order to make, basically to make money on a drug, the last thing you want to do is throw your results out there so the competition can see what you're doing. They don't want the competition to know if they're coming up with some kind of results that they can skew and they can turn into a blockbuster drug. They want to keep that information to themselves. So they purposely delay or just don't publish these results or make them impossible to find, because to them, it's not about curing cancer. It's about the risk of revealing a trade secret.
All right. Is that cynical or is that real? Is that
real? But, you know, some people may look at that and go, oh, no, that's not true. They wouldn't do that. But as we know, they do.
Yeah. Super Don is getting it real, keeping it real here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Way to go. Check out links. They'll be put up shortly by Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. Biden threatens funding cut if cancer trials conceal results. Right? The search for the cure for cancer is not a search for the cure for cancer. It's a search for a drug to treat it, or drugs to treat it, to make billions and billions, as Carl Sagan used to say, of dollars and profits.
I thought that was Dr. Evil.
Well, Dr. Evil could say it, too.
One
probably more like what I just
dollars.
Said. Yeah. All right. So we go from there and we go, hey, sugar. Sugar, honey, right? Doesn't sugar feed cancer cells? Doesn't it fuel cancer cells? And if so, where's the study at NIH about that? Well, Fox News Health has got an article on this. As this is how sugar may fuel cancer cells. Now, we've been talking about this for many years. Dr. Rasha Batar, we do advanced medicine together every Monday, and we talk about, well, cancer being an obligate glucose metabolizer. In other words, it scarfs up the available refined carbs, the sugars, the simple sugars, faster than your healthy cells can get them. And that's one of the ways it grows and your cells don't. And your cancer cells don't die. They've got the fuel, because many oncologists, while they're giving you chemo or radiation or even surgically removing cancerous cells, including other body parts, are also giving you high fructose corn syrup containing sugar drinks, Jell-O, all the things that actually feed cancer, candy. It's absolutely disgusting. These people have high level Well, that's why I call them degrees, because they're not using the sense that God may have given them. Sure, they're M-deities, but they'll kill you just as soon as they'll help you. In fact, maybe sooner they'll kill you. I'm not saying they want to, unless they're Fatah up in in Michigan, the oncologist that was indicted and convicted. But for the most part, these people are robots. They do what they're told. They have their pharmaceutically conflicted horse blinders on so they can't see these realities, lest they have to back off and do what is right and then lose the ability to pay for their Lamborghini or whatever it is. And no, that's not me being saying, oh, well, so you think it's evil to own an expensive car. No, you want to own an expensive car, fine, but don't do it by killing patients in the name of helping them. When you should know better that sugar fuels cancer cells. In fact, this study actually points out some of the ways it does that, including IGF, the production of insulin growth-like factor that allows cancer cells to proliferate. So what do we do here? We do GTF chromium, whole food form of chromium, 100 micrograms, 3, maybe even 4 times a day, so that your healthy cells can capture the sugar, convert it for use or storage immediately, and block the cancer cells' ability to do it faster and more efficiently than your healthy cells can. That's one solution, just one of many. Obviously, we want you to stop eating the garbage. And speaking of that garbage, chemotherapy, another article here, researchers seeking ways to make chemotherapy more tolerable. You know the only way to make chemotherapy more tolerable, Super Don? Do you know the way? There is a way.
Let's see here. How about don't get chemotherapy?
Yeah, never give it.
Hey.
You are so on fire, my friend. Researchers seeking ways to make it. Don't give it. Now, the thing is, of course, it destroys your healthy cells, too, especially your fast-replicating cells. But even those that are not as fast-replicating, the residual chemotoxicity that can't be removed via the liver and kidneys because they're destroying it or them via the poison that's coming in on purpose to kill cancer cells, is devastating to you. Anybody, if you witnessed or if you've been through chemo, you know what I'm talking about. It is torture. And we've talked about people that have investigated and said, you know what, I would rather die than do that, or give me an option. I want to try something else, even if it's not sanctioned by government and the pharmaceutical industrial complex for which it stands. All right, we're about to take our first break, and we are going to bring on Jeffrey Jackson with us. Action Jackson to help us uncover, the AAP violations of HIPAA, maybe the Nuremberg Code out there with SB 277. Who knows what else? What else is broken? We'll find out. It's usually that which comes from the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We support independent journalism here. In fact, we are independent journalism. Independent journalism are us. And along with the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeffrey Jackson doing a heck of a job reporting on stories that you'll rarely, if ever, see in the mainstream media. And if you do, it will be so slanted and corrupted as to be unintelligible. So you don't even want to bother reading it. But you do want to read what Jeffrey's writing. And he's on with us now talking about a little bit of SB 277 related action. As we are seeing attempts by the medical community, the allopathic licensed pharmaceutical representatives of the state, trying to figure out ways to circumvent your freedom to say no to them, no to their treatment, no to their syringes. Jeffrey, what's the latest leak happening? And it has nothing to do with the bladder.
Well, you had me on, I believe it was last week, and we talked about a leak from the Santa Monica Health Department. Now we have another leak, and what's happening basically is, since SB 277 is now live, we have people within the system saying, I'm done with this, and they're remaining anonymous, but they're leaking internal documents. And what we have now is from the American Cooperative, the California Cooperative of American Physicians, and this is basically an insurance cooperative that provides malpractice insurance for doctors. So what they're saying, this is an internal document going just to them, and this is telling them how to handle SB 277 patients moving forward. So they're basically saying if there's no legitimate reason the child should not be vaccinated, then the parents are refusing recommended treatment. And that's a quote. So what is this cooperative tell these doctors to do? This is a large cooperative as well, just to add that. And it said they should make the parents sign an informed refusal of
treatment document, which goes in their record permanently, which can be used as a basis for CPS moving forward, CPS visits, because the parent is showing neglect in their child's health, or according to CPS. And it also says, now here's the part that here's why I wrote this article. It said, it is a physician's choice whether to continue to treat the child based on this refusal. And the vaccine refusal from a parent indicates a breakdown in the physician-patient relationship. The child may be discontinued from the practice using these recommended guidelines. Now, what they're saying is if a parent, they're confusing a parent's choice with a breakdown of the physician-patient relationship. They have grossly misinterpreted healing and medicine operated by over the last 100 years, and they're changing the definition of this. And they're using a big gray area. And you know, I want to warn families out there and parents. There's probably a lot of families that still don't maybe get it, or there's parents that are saying, "Oh, it's no big deal. They're not going to push that hard," because the stories that the parents are getting on the ground are very soft. They're very well with their PR. But the marching orders that the doctors in the schools and the child care centers are getting on the back end, their internal documents, are authoritarian to the core, and they're pushing very hard. So that's why I keep leaking. I can tell people out there, if you have documents, now's the time to share them, because I'll report them, Robert's going to report them, everyone's going to report these, because we need to know what's being talked about on the other end, because the nice, polished story that parents are getting in their doctor's offices or in their schools are not what's in reality right now.
Yeah, what we have is a desperate attempt to hold on to and to force participation in an allopathic disaster. Modern medicine and all of its trappings, and we've highlighted where it's good in emergency trauma interventions to save your life when nothing else will. We're talking now about the fleeing of that system that cannot cure anything. It has cured nothing in terms of chronic disease. In fact, they've created chronic disease. And vaccination is just the starting point. And it guarantees a very profitable industry, a monopoly industry. And if they lose the doctors, because they're already losing the people, but if they lose the doctors, they're done. They'll go to the nurses, they'll lose the nurses too. And they need a medical police state in order to continue to grow, because you can only kill so many people, so obviously, by something that you claim is helpful, until the people rebel. And we are in that state of rebellion. Just ask the moms who have vaccine injured or killed children. And their message to all of you, these moms, if only I had listened to their gut, to their instinct, to their intuition, instead of the authoritarian God complex doctors of the pharmaceutical state. If only they had listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to Jeffrey Jackson, to Natural News, to what we do here. We're out here for you, as those moms are too. God bless you for being here. We've got more with Jeffrey Jackson on the other side of this break. Links are up, robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, immune system reboot with RSV at Whitaker's Farm Market, Belleville, Ohio. That is a Friday evening, July 22nd. The International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, July 28th through 31st. Then we head right from there up to the National Health Freedom Congress, St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota, outside of the Twin Cities. That's July 31st, the meetup, and then the August 1st and 2nd full days there. Jeffrey Jackson, an independent journalist. You know, if we could find a way to get you there, I want you there because we need more journalistic coverage of the growth of the movement of health freedom. We've been at it in the shadows for a long time. Just like you said, it's time to speak out. It's time to come out of the shadows and declare you know, what you were here to do. And Jeffrey, I'd love to see you at the Congress, by the way. Supernova will blast that out for those of you who'd like to participate up there August 1st and 2nd, or meet up on the 31st. That's your cue, Jeffrey.
All righty.
Tell me how much you want to be there, and then you'll try to be there.
I want to be there very badly, I do, and I also like to say any other journalists out there that want to step up with your time, because the information is fast and it's hot and heavy, and there's a huge pool that needs a lot of journalists in it to cover these stories. So
right.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'll do my best to be there.
You got it, Jeffrey. Now, what we see in California with SB 277, even the mainstream media coverage, I saw them interviewing Dr. Wakefield, Del Bigtree, but, you know, the coverage, when it ends up packaged for the news, it's kind of like watered down to such a degree that they're not even saying anything. They don't cover the real facts of the case, the dangers, the issues of forced medical, interventions when not necessary, etc. So we got to cover it. And Jeffrey, as I said, you're doing great work. JeffreyJackson.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes. And sometimes when we have the moments to do so, we'll republish his articles. They're so great. You need to be reading up on them. We were just talking about I don't know. Will we describe what you described as violations of HIPAA and the Nuremberg Code, the way they're going about this?
They're breaking pretty much any law they can to get this through. So the Santa Monica League broke Nuremberg Code's FERPA, which is Family Education Privacy Rights, anything. Laws are second to what's happening right now, to this push. Any type of law in the book or principle or long-held belief in healing, it's out the window. That takes a back seat now. And this is our job as journalists to cover the fact and to blow the whistle on this, because there are still lawyers and law firms out there that are sending letters to these health departments, these doctors, and politicians saying, you're on notice now because you broke the law with your letter, and it's in writing, and if you continue this, we'll see you in court. And they are backing off. So this is our job now, is it's a push-pull.
Nice. Now, we've got listeners in the United Kingdom, UKHealthRadio.com as well, after the fact, and we have a story that you've written about Ireland, that there are Irish, quote-unquote, healthy towns being sponsored. Right? Towns being sponsored. They're so weak in the money department. Hey, let's get a sponsor. I know. Let's reach out to Pfizer. We've got a lot of erectile dysfunction in our town. Maybe we can reach out to Pfizer. And they're actually sponsoring so-called healthy towns.
Yeah. You know, I this came across my view. It's the Irish Independent. And they gleefully reported that the Irish healthy town of Navan is now being sponsored by Pfizer. And this is I wanted to just reach out to the computer and slap him in the face, whoever wrote this story. This is in a time when there is hundreds and hundreds continual mounting teenage girls damaged, injured by the HPV vaccine. And they have been trying to get medical care. And the HSC, the Ireland's health department, or basically their healthcare system, not only denies them, but came out in writing and said, it's all in their heads. These symptoms are all in your head. We're not going to give you any money or any treatment for any type of issues you have. So here comes this title saying, we have a healthy town sponsored by Pfizer. And what is a healthy town? It's from the World Health Organization, of course. And some of the leading keys of a healthy town, according to the World Health Organization, is there's a high degree of participation and control by the citizens over the decisions of health and well-being. And another key point, according to the World Health Organization, is citizens in these towns, they enjoy optimal levels of appropriate public health and sickness care. So on the flip side, there are mothers that are bankrupt, and they had to get together. They basically have gotten together, and they're doing, and this is not just Ireland. This is in America. This is in other countries, too. They have to do public fundraisers to get healthcare for their kids while Pfizer is sponsoring Healthy Town for optimal care and sickness. It's Orwellian to the max. And
wow.
And it's sad. And I'm looking at SP 277 here, and I'm saying, this is where it's going, parents. The healthcare system is, we don't have a care pathway for autism. So you're going to, and the parents with kids on the spectrum know this already, it's out of pocket. So we're going to have to get some coalitions together pay for these kids that are moving forward that are going to be injured by SB 277 because the healthcare system is not going to take care of them. And look at Ireland for a perfect example. So the system is broken. It's broken not only in the United States, it's broken in Ireland, the UK. And there's a medical, or I'm sorry, an environmental journal that pretty much has cooperated this. It's the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal. It's a peer-reviewed journal. And its study concluded, quote, the United States, the current system in the United States for evaluating scientific evidence and making health decisions and is fundamentally broken. And they use the word fundamentally broken. And they quoted the high prevalence of neurodevelopmental disorders in children, the chemicals that are causing this, not only through the health system and injections, but also through agrochemicals, GMOs, pesticides. And it's, I guess it's, I wrote about it, and I used the word, it's shockingly refreshing to see health journals start to talk about what we have been talking about and what families have been talking about for decades, perhaps for decades, and they've seen this in their fields and in their children and in their, you know, their medical care.
Jeffrey, it's ironic, too, that the heads of the major medical journals like Lancet, British Medical Journal, JAMA, New England Journal of Medicine, have all been saying the peer review system was broken. They don't know what is legitimate science anymore. So it's not like it hasn't been known, but I don't think the mainstream media knows how to cover it. I mean, you talk about journalism. They don't know how to journalism out of a wet paper sack. And, of course, they operate on who's sponsoring us. Oh, well, we can't really cover that story. We might cover it, but we'll kind of pay it lip service and not really help you to think about what that means. Because, unfortunately, we, the American people, have been dumbed down so much by toxic chemicals, fluoride, heavy metals, etc., that we've been programmed, even if the news reports on it, not to react to it. Or if we want to react to it, we're too sick to do anything about it. And so the breakthrough here, of course, is coming from the health freedom movement. The people are saying no to these toxic chemicals, no to GMOs, no to poisons in the water, in the food. And they're starting to wake up and see through it, but act on it because they have the energy to do so, as we're seeing to some degree with the SB 277, the targeting of our children with vaccines. So to say that it's fundamentally broken may be an understatement, but that they admitted it. Yes, it's refreshing. Yes, we acknowledge it. The question is, what will the media do? Probably little to nothing. So it's still going to fall on someone like you, Jeffrey, and the other independent journalists out there, what we do here on radio, to say, hey, did you see this? This is what it means. Did you see this? This is what it means. And continue that until they finally go, whoa, that's what it means. Because the public has been so neutralized chemically, castrated chemically, that even if it's right in front of their face, they see it, but they don't see it. You follow me?
I do. And to go further on the mainstream media, they have a double handicap. They have to abide by objective journalism, and they have to satisfy their pharmaceutical sponsors and agrochemical sponsors. So there's two major barriers there to report the truth. So you're right. When a story like this comes along and a major medical journal says the system's fundamentally broken, how can you report that objectively? And how can you report that without making all these sponsors? Basically, what happens when a journalist decides to report that from the inside, he loses his job. So it's that objective journalism that has allowed these corporations to slither into our lives and poison our children. So it's time to get subjective with these creatures.
Mm-hmm. You have to neutralize the story on that level from the mainstream media. Even if they report it, they neutralize it. They take the elements out, or they disconnect the links that would have people going, did you just read that? Can you believe what they just wrote? And so there is a plausible deniability on their part. Well, we reported on it, but nobody's grabbing the pitchforks because the way it's written is to keep you disconnected from what you're reading. Isn't that a bizarre statement?
Well, that's what keeps the money flowing, and that's what keeps, I think, people looking the other way. And the interesting thing, though, is there's these journals. I believe that they have the technology, they have the algorithms to find out what the public is talking about, to find out what the public is interested in. And I think they have to start reporting on this stuff. They have to start writing this stuff in journals a little bit and leaking it out there as a steam valve. Because if they continue their ways of simply keeping their mouth shut, reporting nothing, everything's fine, they're going to get pitchforks and torches at their doors. And I think they know that. So I think they're trying to speak in our language. You know, I go back to the Barack Obamas of the world, or even Bill Clinton. I mean, we can go back as far as you want, but those two were very, very good speakers. They speak in the language of downtrodden people that have medically injured children, of people that want change and hope. They speak in our language, but we can see what they deliver. So I think that's what's happening with media now is they're starting to use our language, but they're not. There's no fundamental changes. And I'm even curious about the medical journals that talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the changes?
Right. They report on it. They acknowledge it. They admit it. But nothing has changed. And all the years ago, and we interviewed Marsha Angel and others, and it doesn't change anything. Oh, we can acknowledge it. Okay, look, we feel better now. We can sleep at night. We can take one less Ambien. Yet they change nothing. Nothing changes. But that's where the First Amendment is when you activate it. The change happens because people like Jeffrey Jackson are reporting on it accurately without conflicts of interest. And we appreciate you so much. You know that, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And likewise, thanks for giving me the platform.
Oh, you got it. We hope to see Jeffrey at the National Health Freedom Congress, July 31st, August 1st and 2nd. If you think you might be interested in attending, check it out, healthfreedomcongress.com. It's linked up in the show notes in an upcoming event and many others. Jeffrey, keep it up, my friend. We'll be covering it with you. And speaking of Ambien, oh my gosh, you'll never believe the hallucination we heard.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Mayday, what the hell is that?
Mayday? Why, that's the Russian New Year. You know, we'll have a big parade and we'll serve hotter dirt.
I remember that from Airplane. Mayday, what is that? Oh, my gosh. That goes way back to the Zucker brothers, I think. Listen, this is funny and not funny at the same time. Thankfully, there was nobody that actually got hurt in this story, I think, other than the person reporting the Mayday, although he survived. And what we're about to report on is very serious as it relates to people's desire to sleep and their reliance upon pharmaceuticals to help them do so. 911 call. Evidently, a serious 911 call, scary 911 call, said, I'm a survivor of a plane crash. The 75-year-old caller says, I'm in a plane crash. Come and help me. I was in a small cargo plane, right? It's 2 in the morning. I'm a passenger. I was a small cargo plane. I was heading to Renton in Oregon, and I crashed. And I'm pinned inside the plane. And I'm in a field with trees. Help, help, Mayday. That's the Mayday call. Now, can you imagine if you get that call and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, there was a plane crash. This is serious.
This is big news.
Yeah, and the man went into detail. He said there are 3 other passengers in the plane that are not conscious, and he couldn't see anything out the window. And it turned out, when they responded to this call, where this guy was, he was basically at home in bed, if I'm not mistaken, and he had taken an Ambien to try and sleep, and he was hallucinating the entire thing.
Wow. Now, look, like you said, thankfully,
yeah,
nobody was hurt.
There was no plane crash.
It was a very vivid, I guess, nightmare that this guy was having, and he'd only taken, in fact, he took a half of an Ambien before he went to bed. He had just had surgery, I guess, and wanted some help with going to sleep. Now, we've reported before, when Ambien was new on the scene, about how people were taking Ambien and they were driving miles down the road to go somewhere, or they were up in their kitchen in the middle of the night cooking breakfast, or they were even having sexual encounters while they were on Ambien because it caused people to do this stuff.
Complete hallucination. Who needs virtual reality? Just take an Ambien pill or even a half of one. Kids, don't do it. This is some serious stuff, man. And you know, the thing is, when you make a prank 911 call, they can prosecute you. They can fine you. You can be in jail. Now, obviously, in this case, if they tried to prosecute them, and I don't think they are, it would be the Ambien defense, right? We've heard about that, the drug defense, which can be considered legitimate. I'm sure that others could abuse it. But the reality is, can they go after the manufacturer of Ambien? And probably not, because the FDA says it's safe and effective. Well, safe and effective at what? Of having you sleep walk, sleep sex, sleep cook. Imagine you're in a plane crash and you're calling 911. Tell me that this is the best way to try and get a little sleep. It's not. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's truly crazy. And, it, you know, something that I need your help with something here, because I was thoroughly confused when I was trying. I went to the original source of this story, which was from Como News from Washington.
Yeah.
And they've got a doctor here. Now, the doctor's name, funny enough, last name is Mazika. Okay. And he's talking about how you shouldn't take Ambien unless it's prescribed by a doctor. And then he's quoted saying this, and help me decipher this. The doctor says, by and large, if a person is taking it and they have no symptoms taking it, this should not be a warning to stop taking it.
What?
What?
Wait. He's saying, look, if this hallucination hasn't happened to you, just keep taking your Ambien. That's what I'm hearing from the guy.
If you're
not having
all of these crazy symptoms, that is not a warning that you should stop taking it.
Yeah, Dr. Mazika. If anybody listens to Dr. Mazika, please keep listening to Dr. Mazika. You're hopeless. There's no way out. Just keep listening to dunderheaded doctors that have no clue what they're talking about, except to say, hey, if that's not happening to you, then you just keep taking your Mazika. It's Ambien and the Mazika pill, right? By the way, Ease Magnesium would be a hell of a lot better and safer and no hallucinations. It's helping Super Don to sleep. Ease Magnesium from our friends at Activation Products. And, of course, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here, my friends. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Pre-Independence Day Spectacular with Michael Bednarik. Upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Zika fears? Oh, man, I give up. You know I don't really. We got that covered up. Also, Joni Abbott. Do nice guys finish last? She's got an apology for you nice guys. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.